There's a famous Mesha Chokma, which makes a distinction between Kedusha Shmita and Kedusha Yovel. We already have parallels. The Mesha Chokma points out, and Chazal tell us, that we have Kedusha Shabbos, and we have Kedusha Yontif. And they both reflect a different type of Kedusha. As the Gemara tells us, Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Versus, even though now we have calendars, but it's Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. It's the Jewish people, when they give Eidus, Kiddush HaChodesh, we bring on the Yontif. So the Yontif of Shabbos is something Kviya V'kaima. It happens whether I like it or not. Every Friday night, whether I makabel it or not, I have a mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. Whether I makabel Shabbos or not, it's coming. In theory, as the Rambam points out, if Klal Yisrael, if the Beis Din wouldn't be Mekadesh to Chodesh, so there wouldn't be any Yom Tovim. So the Mesha Chokhmah explains we have a similar distinction of Kedusha between Shemitah and Yovel. That based on the Torah's Kohanim, others, Shemitah is like Shabbos. It's a fixed Kedusha. I think the story with the Panovich Rav, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, at the beginning of Shemitah, when he went down to the ground and gave a big kiss and said, a guten Shabbos. He said, a guten Shabbos. And it was Shemitah, Shabbos LaHashem. It's like a Shemitah. I mean, Shabbos, Shemitah is like a Shabbos. And therefore, the beginning of the Shemitah year, automatically, your fields become onerous, hefker, and you're not allowed to guard the fields and take care of them. Whereas the Mordechai explains as well, Shvius automatically cancels loans, even if you don't say, even if the lender doesn't say, Meshabanat, Meshamedani, the purpose is, Ki li kolaretz. It's an essential element that it's all equal. However, Yovel, that parallels Yontif. And that's like we know when it comes to Yontif, you have to go ahead and Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Beis Din has to be Mekadesh it. So too, V'Kidashtem it's Chamishim. We have to sanctify the 50th year. And just like by what happened on Mitzrayim, which is all the Yom Tovim Azechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, we went free. So to Yovel is the time when all the Jewish slaves go free. So we have the motto of Kedusha Shabbos, Shemitah Kviya V'Kaima, and we have the motto of Yontif, which is Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. And as we know, this coming week is Yom Yushalayim, Chavches Iyar, and we talk about Kedushas HaMikdash, Kedushas Yushalayim, but Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we find the same different models. When it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, on one hand, from the time of Avram Avinu and onward, there was this inherent Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What you want to call the shame Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is different than all other lands, by definition. And in addition to that, when Klal Yisrael goes on the land, when you have Bias Kuchem, it raises its level. Yovel only applies when you have Bias Kuchem, when Klal Yisrael participates. And therefore, that's what Kedusha Eretz Yisrael models itself after. On one hand, it's like Kedusha Shabbos, it's like Kedusha Shemitah, and as well, it's like Kedusha Yovel and Kedusha Yontif. It depends on that, and that's how things work in life. That on one hand, as a Jew, we have an inherent Kedusha. We was born with a neshama, but it always it's to recognize that we have it and what we do with it, and we have to appreciate the different types of Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif, of Shemitah and Yovel, and the different types of Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael.